Wow.
If that's a production,
hey, if that's how she is with her friends, what are the? How about that stylist that she dealt with?
And the marriage should go well.
If that's a production, put that in the theaters. I'll pay $9 to see that.
That is pretty good. And I was doing it all on audio. I didn't see the videotape. I'd love to see the videotape. That is fantastic.
Upstairs on the computer. So what do you think? What's your instant analysis?
I started out a hell of a lot more skeptical than I ended up. I mean, it was just when she screamed like that, it really sounds like that nobody's understanding me. Nobody, people are laughing at me.
Hello, Don and Mike
Show. I've screamed like that before.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was calling in about the sound in Baltimore. It's actually like a high-pitched hissing sound that you guys have had ever since you switched.
Ever since we switched to what?
Ever since you switched stations, like from, or you know, whatever you call them, it sounds like this high-pitched hissing sound in Baltimore.
Well, honey, you'd have to call the station in Baltimore. You're talking about 105.7?
Yes.
Right. We're talking about 106.7.
What's the update that our engineers gave us?
What's up that your engineers gave you?
No, I wasn't talking to you, ma'am. I was just kind of throwing that out.
Mike is making a joke.
And then there were about 8 seconds of silence.
Of course. I did speak to an engineer, and they say it sounds fine coming off the transmitter. They're continuing to monitor it.
It sounds fine coming off the transmitter.
It's us, then.
We had Mike go get in his car. Were you making that up that
no.
you heard, like, clips and, the hissing?
If I thought it was clear, what I've heard is almost, it's like a little bit. It, not only the click sound, but sometimes the audio will kind of dip out of it.
I know they don't
well.
Want to hear this. I'm not trying to make this let's gang up on the engineer day.
No.
The audio sounds like crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Somewhere along the line.
I don't know what they're doing.
You want an engineer on the phone?
No.
Speak to?
No, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if you look on this girl's MySpace, she actually has on there that she, under her occupation, that she's a half actor.
That chick with this, with the wedding thing?
Hmm. Yeah, the Jody, the main girl, the one who's cutting her hair off.
Uh-huh. What's great is everybody
can
sleuth.
She's an actor, and any producers or directors who want to use her, you know, to teach and inspire other people to be a better person.
All right, well, what do you think? What is your guess?
I would say it's definitely fake.
You think
it's
fake?
On her MySpace.
Wow. Okay.
I think that just lends credibility because being a student of the theater, she's apt to overreact to something like that.
I forgot
that.
You lettered in theater.
I did letter in theater.
Theater arts.
He would know.
Theater arts.
So. I was a thespian.
Hello.
I was the historian of the thespian.
Donaldo E. Miguel.
Still are.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Howdy.
All I can say is there's one lucky groom out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement on that.
You know, there are really, if you ever wanted to really sleuth it, you could really research this and find out if she did get married that particular day. And, you know, I mean, if she got married on that particular day, that's all the proof you need.
It has to be real.
You know, I don't think
go down to the courthouse.
You go down to the courthouse, you check the records and find out. I don't think she'd be doing that massive charade on her wedding day.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
That was her.
Thank you.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I am as well a YouTube junkie and have seen this video, believe that it's real, and wanted to let Don and Mike know to look up spiders on drugs and girl swallows balloon.
Okay,
and those are the two funniest freaking YouTube sites you can find. And the spiders on drugs one, be patient with it because you think it's real until about halfway through, and then you realize that they've just gotten the voice of the guy that does the real one.
All right.
And they're completely messing with you. It's
all right,
hysterical.
We're with you. So on that chick getting married, you think it's real or fake?
What's that?
On the chick, do you think she's real or fake? The screaming bride.
The screaming bride, absolutely real. I've seen it, man. There's snot flying out of her face. And the girls are all arched back away from her in horror. I mean,
and
the person with the camera is kind of messing with her. You can kind of tell from the camera angle that they're kind of, you know, hiding behind a couple other people to keep from getting stabbed or whatever.
Yeah, she doesn't have if it is real, she doesn't have the most loyal friends in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have to tell you, if this woman were truly getting married and her friends were spending this afternoon with her, I can't believe that someone would not have just slapped her before she got to the point of cutting her hair off. So it lends me to think this might be fake.
That's an interesting theory.
Thank you, honey.
Slapped her to get her back in line.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's definitely real. She's starting to play at the campus at the college there.
called
Ass Play. What? Come again? What not? Click, click, click.
Ass Play.
Turn your radio down, please. For the do we have to ban you, Joey? Area code 530.
Do you want to be banned from the show?
383. Come on, Joey. Don't make us do it.
Ass Play.
Ass Play.
Joe, ban him.
Okay. He's out of there.
Ban him.
I hope he enjoyed it. Never to call again.
You know what? I think, can we demonstrate how that works? I've always wanted to demonstrate that software.
If we can, let's do it.
Shouldn't we be able to? Now, all right. Rob, call the request line. Call line 12 right now. Okay?
From his cell phone.
Okay. Just dial through to number 12 because you can get right through on that one.
I'll get right through on the request line, too.
That's what I mean. Try line number 12. Beautiful. I'll look for it to ring. And... come on, Rob Spiewak. Here we go. Hello. No, that's not Rob. That was a hello. That's
not Rob. Don Mike.
Hold on. I found him. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Don.
Hi, now.
How are you?
Let's go to Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Jordan.
Hey, Joe.
Woo.
Joey.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you see
Joe?
Robbie's call on the screen.
Yes, I do.
Hit the button.
Okay, hold on.
I look forward to calling back soon.
Did you do it, Joe?
Doing it right now.
Do, 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 do.
Now all you have to do is hang up on him.
Okay, now.
Shall I call back?
In theory, yes, call back here.
Well, I can't call from there.
On speaker. Put it on speaker.
Put it on your speaker and let's see what it says.
Because
you just called and got right through to our request line with your cell phone.
He should get a message back saying that we don't want his calls.
Let's see what happens.
It's another test of our software.
It's kind
of
neat.
It's not a very good test of my phone.
Hold on. John's putting his hand up. Yeah?
Oh, he's already trying to call back. You'll watch it blink up and disappear.
Oh, it
doesn't even... I don't even get a message.
Did it say anything?
It doesn't say anything to the caller?
As I understand it, it does say something to the caller.
Well, look.
What does it say?
I'll pop up. It
says, F you, bastard.
Now, does it say anything at all, seriously, Joe?
I don't know. I haven't blocked myself, but it's easy enough. I could block your cell phone or my
Hold
own.
On.
We could
Joe, that. This is what we're doing right now on the air. We are.
Right.
Joe, right now we're blocking out Rob's call on the air. That was the purpose of this entire experiment.
Rob, now you're are you getting disconnected without any message at all?
Every time. It's not saying anything.
So it doesn't say anything. You're just banned. You're just not. You're just blocked.
Doesn't connect.
Where am I going to pop up here?
All right, now Rob is calling now to see.
There, and I just popped up and I just went away.
I see it immediately.
So what happens is you get through and you're automatically, due to our software, if we do what we just did to that last caller and we did to Rob, you call in, as soon as it's recognized your phone number, you're dropped.
It hangs up.
And it happens automatically.
Well, that's a good system, but I thought that it had a little more teeth to it.
Well, I know what you wanted. You wanted the little message going,
the person you've called does not want to hear from you anymore.
You've screwed with the Don and Mike show. You are never allowed to call again.
And I'm blocked from the hotline.
Wow.
So, Joe, please unblock me.
How about Joe just picking up like 3/4 of the way through what we were doing and offering to do the exact same thing?
Well, it's a speed issue. It's a speed issue.
But it's Wednesday. This is Joe's prime day.
He was very lively when he came in today. We had a very lively conversation.
Joe, isn't today really like your best day of the week?
Yeah.
As far as performance?
Well, there you have it.
There it is. Can't you tell by that answer?
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bye-bye, Joe. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that bride cutting the hair thing.
Yeah, what about her? Go ahead.
Wanted to say it was fake. At the end of it, her friend says, in an hour, you're going to be Mrs. Kevin Smith. I don't know if anyone caught that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, just
is it
based
possible?
On it, that guy. Well, could there, sure,
it
there could be a Kevin Smith out there, of
more
course.
Than one Kevin Smith? All right, so that would be a no vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
But how many Smiths are there?
Let's take one more before we get a break here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I wanted to call and tell the guys about the signal and the Washington, D.C. metro area.
Oh, we're back to WJFK. Okay, real briefly, can you tell us, does the signal stink or not?
The signal stinks. It's got a little bit of static, and it's definitely got almost like a clipping. I'm on the Capitol Beltway up
clipping.
By Silver Spring right now.
That's a listener. Thank you very much. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Yes, Yanni.
Got an explanation from Jeff. Apparently, Tony and Roger, the other two engineers, are heading over to the transmitter because there's a high heat alarm. So it's transmitter's overheating.
We've overheated. in this weather. No wonder.
I heard it 2 days ago. Buzz. I heard it like 2 days ago, though, on the station. Just didn't mention anything about it.
Imagine how hot it is now, then.
It's almost up to freezing.
It was a campfire before. Right now, now they got the towering inferno.
So what happened to 5 minutes ago when they said, we don't hear anything, everything seems fine?
Well, that's what they do.
It's what I'm in.
Oops, hello, Don and Mike Show. What's happening? You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, that idiot was calling from Chico. That's the area code I'm in, 530.
Okay, you know what? Hey, Joe, why don't you ban this guy, too?
In fact, the whole area code.
The area code, oh, Chico, I'd be comfortable with that.
You can't ban us. We have Mr. Gay USA right here in Chico.
No, you're out. Friend, you're out. You won't be able to get through again.
Mr. Gay USA.
Hey, Joe, ban this guy, okay?
Bye-bye.
Joe?
Yeah.
Blocked.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Why do we have so many retards working with us?
He's really retarded.
Seems like there's a little delay. Is there a delay back there? I'm not sure. Is there? No.
No.
They hear us real time.
No. Are you serious?
John always responds very quickly.
No, it's Joe. We're on the Joe delay right now.
Joe, good old... Joe's upset.
I believe there is also, this is just a little technical thing. There is a desire back there whenever Joe is called upon to... Make sure his mouth is right here on the microphone. I think really just shouting and until the microphone gets close, that's a time saver. It's just a time saving trick. Little time saving trick.
Hi, Joe. He just wiped the phone on his butt.
I don't know what he did.
What'd you
I
do,
have
Joe?
To use that microphone.
Did he just wipe himself
now,
with the
John,
phone?
John, you're at the mic now. Joe, go sit with even with your back to the microphone and give the microphone to Johnny.
Did you wash your ass today?
All right, now, John, you've got the microphone where you always keep it,
no,
right?
Give it back to John.
Give it back.
All right.
These are simple instructions, guys. All right? Now, Joe, say something, and let's see if you're even audible. All right?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to talk louder.
Yeah, no, we can hear him just fine.
And that was talking at a very low level on purpose.
Sing loud, Joe.
You can hear us?
Well, I suppose I could raise my voice and speak in my British accent.
See? I mean, I had no trouble hearing him.
Sounds better, really.
I think that's a time saver right there.
There you go, as always, Mike, helping us streamline. All you can streamline all you want, but you put a new. Got it. I'm getting feedback from that room now. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You can put a coat of paint on a turd. It's still a turd.
It's
still a turd.
It's just now that we're analyzing it for quite some long time now, I have noticed whenever we do call on him, we hear the. And it's just a little tedious. It is. I was going to suggest. No, I'm not going to suggest that.
What?
Oh, take care of the whole problem if we had Joe with his own microphone.
Okay. Yeah, now you're on dangerous ground, Mr. Spicoli. Very dangerous ground.
Evil.
Let's take that opportunity to break.
Very good.
We'll be right back with more cracks and hisses. We don't hear anything. Oh, yeah, that's right. The place is melting down.
It seems to be a heat alarm.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.